Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. A limited number of NFL teams are reopening their training facilities, while many are prohibited by government restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. Commissioner Roger Goodell gave the 32 clubs the go-ahead for limited reopenings yesterday, as long as state and local municipalities allow them. Coaching staff and all players, except those undergoing injury rehab, are barred from the facilities in the first phase of the league's plan. In other virus-related sports news, the Nationals will unveil their World Series championship rings during a virtual ceremony shown on television and online Sunday. Major League Soccer's All-Star Game has been canceled for the first time in its quarter-century history. The game had been scheduled to play counterparts from Mexico's Liga MX on July 29th at Bank of California Stadium in Los Angeles. MLS says the 2021 game will take place at the same location, most likely against All-Stars from Liga MX. And now that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says horse racing can restart in the state without spectators, the New York Racing Association will hold its marquee race, the Belmont Stakes, on June 20th. Typically the last of the Triple Crown races, the Belmont will now go before the Kentucky Derby, rescheduled for September 5th. A date for the Preakness in Baltimore has not been set. The Belmont's length will be shortened to 9 furlongs from the traditional mile and a half. In other news, former WWE pro Shad Gaspard was still missing yesterday after he was swept out to sea in Southern California while swimming with his young son last weekend. Gaspard's 10-year-old son and several other swimmers were rescued after they were caught in a rip current Sunday afternoon at Venice Beach in Los Angeles. A police statement says a lifeguard saw a wave crash over Gaspard and he was swept out to sea. Gaspard retired from the WWE in 2010. For more sports stories, visit WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.